USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have voted to reject an objection to counting the electoral votes of Pennsylvania for President-elect Joe Biden. The vote was 282 to 138, with more than 60 Republicans joining the Democrats to defeat the objection. A joint session of Congress will be reconvened to continue the counting of the Electoral College votes. The United States has set another record for daily new cases and deaths due to COVID-19. Nearly 269,000 new cases of infection and 3,290 deaths were recorded on Wednesday, surpassing the previous highs that were set last Saturday. The nation has passed more than 21 million cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic, with Arizona, California, and Rhode Island now having some of the highest infection per capita rates in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Health and Human Services Secretary is pushing states to pick up the speed of their vaccination programs. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp-up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff has been called for Ossoff, with all precincts reporting Ossoff held about a 33,000-vote lead over Perdue. The win essentially gives Democrats control of the Senate. Both parties hold 50 seats, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the tying vote. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
Two more federal departments say they've been affected by an ongoing cyber attack that law enforcement says are the work of Russian hackers. The Justice Department and the federal court system were hit, although the amount of damage done is unclear. The Justice Department says that a number of email accounts were accessed, but it doesn't believe any classified systems were affected. The court system says its case management system was apparently breached. Investigators are still working to find the extent of that compromise as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.